You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, we have just a few interesting things to talk about today, Mr. Jay Hargrave. About to tip off SEC basketball tournament, Tigers will have Javonte Smart. He's been cleared to play. What do you think about that if you're an LSU fan?
I don't get that.
No? How you can clear one but not the other?
Well, kind of.
Well, I will read the statement from LSU this morning as to why he's playing, and the very last sentence is all you need to know. We'll touch on that, of course, and keep you updated as the Tigers are in action, tipping off here in a matter of seconds. Also, we'll give you the very latest. Teddy Bridgewater back with the Saints, became official after our show yesterday. Teams officially announced it. He will speak in a conference call at 12:30, so we'll have that shortly after. And then the brand new defensive tackle is going to speak here as well, Malcolm Brown, at 1 o'clock. So within the show, we will have that sound for you as well. Latavius Murray speaking yesterday evening. I have that for you. We'll do that here in the opening segment. First, before I can even welcome you, you have to be welcomed to the weekend, Jay Hargrave.
No, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't. Friday, yeah, I don't understand this. It's miserable weather outside. It's getting cold and rainy. Oh, well, this does kind of fit in there.
Yeah.
Miserable, cold, rainy. You think of Rebecca Black?
Yeah.
You really do?
No, no. I think of Joyness.
For what?
Makes me happy.
You're a sick man.
Makes me happy.
You're a sick man.
Looky there,
you
Laura.
Need help.
Laura Rutledge for ESPN. Starting out the game, LSU and Florida. What do you think the first thing? Yeah, it is.
There he is.
Javonte Smart. They're showing him right now. No doubt Laura is talking about him being, I guess, unsuspended or bringing back. I didn't really suspend him. They just sat him, right?
They held him out.
And they looked. No Will Wade. So for the folks that still want to free Will Wade, I'll take your phone calls on this. 800-998-1003. Melinda Smart, Javonte's mom. They're showing her right now in the stands here as well. In case you don't know what's going on, or you're trying to figure out what's the very latest, because it is. It's almost like a daily update and saga that's going on. This was the release by LSU this morning on this very topic. LSU has cleared freshman Javonte Smart for today's game against the University of Florida in the SEC men's basketball tournament. Smart has fully cooperated and participated in a joint inquiry with LSU and the NCAA, resulting from reports of wiretapped conversations purportedly involving head coach Will Wade. Smart was held out of the regular season finale against Vanderbilt out of an abundance of caution in cooperation with the NCAA. Though the inquiry is not closed, after multiple additional interviews, there has been no wrongdoing identified to date. As a result, and because of his, here we go, full cooperation and transparency in this matter, Smart has been cleared by university officials to play on Friday. So, Jay, I read that the school, once again, like they did yesterday, replying to Will Wade's statement. It's very clear. Javonte Smart's cooperated. Javonte Smart's met with the NCAA. Javonte Smart's met with LSU. Will Wade hasn't. Will Wade hasn't cooperated. Will Wade hasn't met with LSU. Will Wade hasn't met with the NCAA. It's literally that clear to me as to why one is playing today and the other's not coaching. I mean, from that aspect of it, I think honestly, I mean, by them constantly putting that in releases, cooperation, complied, has met. I mean, they're not using those words. They could have just said, he's been cleared, or, you know, we have found nothing to it, we'll play. They are purposely putting in their statements, cooperation, spoken with us, met with the NCAA. You get what I'm getting at? They make it seem like that. Because on its surface, I'm like, well, wait a minute. If nothing's wrong with Javonte Smart, then what did Will Wade do?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I guess I can understand the fact that Will Wade is on a wiretap and he is making a offer which is against the NCAA regulations.
Right.
So I understand why he's being held out. But Javonte Smart, now, what investigation went on in this short period of time? Did they subpoena financial records from the Smart family?
Right.
Because the moment money was paid to the family, he's a professional athlete.
Right.
He received inappropriate benefits, which makes him an ineligible player, and LSU would have to vacate every win in which he played in.
Right.
So I don't understand how he's already been cleared to play. I was convinced that Smart would have been out for the rest of the year.
Like I said, I understand a lot of LSU supporters have said, well, look, if you're going to vacate, you might as well ride or die now.
Now, I can understand that logic,
but then. And wait and see.
But with that logic, wouldn't you clear Will Wade too?
Again, that's why I keep bringing up the fact as LSU's jumped out to a 5-0 lead here, not even 2 full minutes into the start of this game taking on Florida. Look, here, again, this is what I keep saying. It's about meeting, and it's about speaking. And, look, we had, Jason Giles of the King firm on yesterday at Vitty's, and he said the same thing. He's like, look, you bring in your representation. You bring in your lawyer. If you have to say, look, I can't answer that, you say you can't answer that, but you have to meet. To me, it came across initially as LSU was trying to do everything possible to try to help. I get it. Some people can say, well, no, they're trying to find just cause so they can fire you. You think they want to fire him immediately? You think they, because here's the thing.
I keep going back and forth on that.
But here's the thing, though, Jay. If you think that this is the first time they've heard of any of this or spoken to him at all, then you're naive.
Oh, I agree with you there.
I've talked to at least half dozen or so people. Everyone knew about this.
Yeah.
Months ago.
Yeah.
When I say months, I'm talking over a year ago.
Yeah, this was, okay. You heard rumblings back in October that there's a tape that exists.
When I say over a year ago, I'm talking about, there's things that I've been told that that there's no way leaving LSU didn't know that this may follow Will Wade, as follow as in before he got to LSU.
Right.
So there could be some things before, which is probably why I've also been told he's not talking, because it may not just be LSU's tape and other things are in there. But to the point of it is this, and again, we've spoken this ad nauseum almost, right? I mean, unless there's a snapshot of a duffel bag being dropped off at the Smart's residence or a clear trail in the bank account, you have to prove that a payment was made.
That's the key.
Talking about it is not, hey, okay, look, and as I said yesterday, this is why I've always said, why don't you talk? Because you can sit there and play the, this is every day. I get texts. I get phone calls of, you ought to see what this is like. Everyone's extorting. People are trying to blackmail the school, blackmail me, saying I can't speak to a student unless I pay this handler, before I can even meet the family. I can't get the phone number to talk to these kids. Coaches want, everyone wants a handout. You ought to, come out and say, this is why we need reform. This is, you don't know the CD lifestyle of what it's like to try to talk to top recruits and play the victim.
Yeah.
Play the, hey, I couldn't get to Smart unless this guy let me to his family, and then you defend them and go, they didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
When I finally sat down and talked to him, you do realize somebody's asking for money for you. And then you have the Smarts play. I never knew that. Because, again, it's not traceable. And if you can't prove that a payment was made.
And that's going to be the
then
key.
Then it's word versus word. Because, again, the other guy's on trial, not Will Wade. The other guy's on trial, not Will Wade.
But does that work against Will Wade?
I see. But what I'm if you use it to the point where, hey, look, that guy's the dirty guy. That guy's bothering me, calling my office, doing all this other stuff.
My point is, when that trial starts, Will Wade is going to be questioned by Christian Dawkins' attorney.
Right.
And then he's going to be questioned by the NCAA's attorney. He's not going to be questioned by his own attorney, who's going to be able to maybe try to spin some things
for him. At the end of the day, though, that's why I still think you sit down and you meet and you try to figure out who's on the same page and what it is. Because I'm telling, I talked to them, they're defense attorneys. Brian and Jason were there from the King firm. I spoke to them off the air. I'm like, okay, so the first conversation you're going to have is, what'd you do? So then they know what to say and how to defend you.
Then come up with a strategy of how we're getting out of this.
Okay, well, what'd you do?
Who are we going to blame this on?
Because, look, stop it. Because here's the other thing, too, because people are, well, they're trying to find just cause. If you think that if wrongdoings were done and the school didn't know about it, stop.
They all know.
Somebody at that school knew if there was a, because it didn't come from Will Wade's bank account and his Chase account.
It's coming from a booster.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm
so
saying.
So who called the booster and said, I need this to get this
that's
kid?
That's what I'm getting at.
That
so
goes
the
on
school,
everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I say. The school's initial and first response is to try to get out of this and to try to help him and to try to get out of it as minimal as duties because it happens at everything and everything and every sport. So, That's why I'm saying initially when they go, come in, man, let's find out what exactly did you do? What do you think is on those tapes? How can we work? I'm telling you, that was the initial. It wasn't bring them in here and it's the Spanish Inquisition. How can we get rid of them? That's not, they want to redo the PMAC. They want a new building. They want suites in there. And this guy is winning. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're initially going to try to make it work initially. Now, if during that conversation they go, oh, boy, this guy's about to death penalty us.
Yeah, there's more coming down the
different.
Pipe. It's a different story.
But, again, you don't know if you don't have the conversation. 800-998-1003. But, again, I'm sure there's some Tiger fans right now as we bring in Travis into the conversation. They're going, how can Smart play and not
reinstate Will Wade?
And not Will Wade. But, again, that's why I keep saying it's the word in the language. Cooperation. Have met with us multiple interviews. That's the key right there. Travis, what you got for us today?
Yes, Gus. Calling in on my regular LeBron hate network.
It is the LeBron hate network. Is Jeannie Buss now having a show on the LeBron hate network as well?
Yes,
Jeannie,
yes.
Trade LeBron, baby.
Too. To me, the LSU situation is starting to sound like I was all for Will Wade at first.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to fade away from that. To me, it's starting to seem like Will Wade knows that he talked to a handler, and Smart may have talked to his family. So Smart's hand isn't dirty. The handler's hand is dirty, and Will Wade's hands are dirty. Mm-hmm. That's why I think that Smart is playing, but Will Wade isn't coaching. Mm-hmm. And that's what it sounds like. It's almost like one of those regular AAU situations where it's always the middleman. And the kid doesn't know anything, and the kid gets caught up in trouble, and he literally knew nothing about it. Even when you listen to when you look at the transcript of the conversation, it really sounds like it was slanted more towards the parent, or it wasn't slanted enough towards the handler, so he never told the parent. So it sounds like Will Wade gave an offer to the handler, and the handler never introduced it to the Smart family.
Now, here's the other thing, Travis, and speaking with a lot of people the last two weekends about this, too, I'll be honest with you. You know, like when I do stuff with like Tulane and stuff, like it, whether it's road trips or whether during the season, you have people that are in the compliance office, like their entire job is to do compliance. And actually, my buddy Josh Bates from the Notre Dame team used to do here with Tulane. Now the national championship ring. You see it, Jay?
Yeah.
He had to bring the national championship ring from last year. But we can talk a little bit more about this as well, too. Is just there are people whose jobs to literally find out, wait a minute, did you open the door? Is that compliant? I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, I couldn't get, you know, some Couchon de Lay fries for a member of the basketball team because it could be seen as a gift.
Right.
No, I mean, it's
silly.
It's silly.
So
my point, but my point is, Travis, just to finish my point is, if I don't know, and I'm around it all the time, like there was a time where I said something during the coach's show. Well, it's like, hey, I'll take care of something like that. And they're like, no. And literally, during the commercial break, somebody from compliance said, you can't buy her a Coke or something like that. And I'm like, I was just kidding. No, but because I said it publicly. And that's what I'm getting at. And I'm around it. So I really do think there are some parents that don't know. Because as I said earlier in the week, Travis, AAU parents have been taken care of by the AAU coaches since that kid was 12, 13 years old. They don't know any better. They're like, what do you mean we can't go to the bat? Why can't LSU bring us or pick up the Uber? You know what I'm saying? For me to go watch my kid. I mean, they don't know, honestly, a lot of times. Now, some understand the game and want something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, to your point, go ahead, Travis. What's the instance that you got?
I played college football, and I remember before they changed the rule. And let me tell you, I remember being on the East Coast. I won't say where. I remember being on the East Coast, and I remember it being freezing cold to the point of almost snowing. And I remember walking from the cafeteria to the football field, and I remember our coach who had a pickup truck who had to pass us up because he can't pick us up because that's an NCAA violation. The NCAA has got to really get, they got to get themselves in gear to where, mm-hmm. and I mean, what, they just made the bagel rule, what, 2 years ago? To where now a bagel isn't considered food, and now you can give a kid a bagel now? It's so ridiculous with their rules. But you, if that's the compliance, you have to stick with it. And like I said, I think the Smart family doesn't know anything, and I think Will Wade knows everything. And the question now is, who's the middleman? Like, was the middleman the guy who's on trial, or who's right. the handler? Because right. that's the key to the case.
And that's why, like I keep saying, more than anything, man, over and over again, you know, guys, and Jay, get your opinion on what Travis is saying here. Is, you know, that's why I think you just have to have that initial conversation. What happened? Because as I keep saying, Travis, the handler, that guy is on trial, not you. You know what I'm saying? You're being subpoenaed because they want your information to help convict him. If Will Wade comes out and goes, man, you guys don't know that this guy's small potatoes. This man, I get texts. I'm at practice and I got people going, hey, that Josh Bates over there can launch a three, but it's going to cost you 30K to meet him. I mean, like, this happens all the time and you play the role of, I have to sift what's real, what's not. I'm just trying to get to the kid. Cause a lot of times, and then you go on the stand and go, a lot of times these kids don't know that people are trying to extort from them. And that's what I'm saying. Play the role of victim almost, but I got to at least have that conversation so everybody's on board. When you don't, it just, you open it up to he's hiding something. And that's, I think, the issue.
Yep. And I actually feel sorry for the kids that they had a great season this year. That's what it all goes back to. It goes back to the kids. Like, this hurts him more than it hurts anybody else.
Travis, help start my weekend here on the LeBron Hate Network. Are we trading LeBron from the Lakers or what? What are we doing?
Nah, he'll probably stay. They got to figure out. They got to figure out a lot of things on the league. They got to figure out who's in charge.
go to Bleacher Report's Twitter page. They have the video of LeBron telling Kawhi Leonard after the game yesterday, I'll be in touch soon, and they're going nuts off of the video. It's ridiculous. Thank you, Travis. Have a good weekend, bud.
You brought up some good points. I mean, it's you know, I think the Smart family did a better job of covering their tracks than Will Wade did.
Sports Hangover continues in hour number one. It's always brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. Latavius Murray, new Saint running back. He spoke yesterday evening what he had to say about playing with Alvin Kamara and being a member of the team. The black and gold, that is. We'll have that next. It's the Sports Hangover live from Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, 132 Royal Street on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on Royal Street has become a New Orleans favorite with its delicious southern coastal cuisine and its over 50 craft beers on tap. And now, when you travel to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you can visit their new location inside the Boomtown Casino in Biloxi.
This is Deuce McAllister from Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Looking for a fun and inviting dining atmosphere to watch your favorite games? Stop by my newest addition to Boomtown Casino Biloxi, Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap.
The NASCAR Report is sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Kyle Busch led a race high 177 laps and won the final two stages to grab his first Cup Series win of 2019 Sunday at Phoenix. The victory was also his 199th in NASCAR National Series competition. Martin Truex Jr., Stage 1 winner Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola, and Denny Hamlin complete the top five. The win catapulted Busch into the points lead in the Cup Series, followed by Logano, Harvick, Hamlin, and Truex Jr. It was a weekend sweep for Busch as he also dominated the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. Defending series champ Tyler Reddick currently leads the Xfinity Series points. NASCAR's West Coast swing concludes this weekend in Fontana, California. The Xfinity Tour goes green Saturday at 4 with the Cup race set for Sunday at 2:30.
with the ESPN New Orleans NASCAR report. I'm Will Rapp.
This NASCAR report has been sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts, serving the local area for over 50 years. Sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Napa
Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
In 10 minutes, Teddy Bridgewater, 1 year, 7.5, I think, right? And what was that?
I didn't care what they paid him as long as they got him.
You were happy to go get him.
I kind of became the part of this may be the most important signing this year for the Saints.
Well, you know, I was saying earlier in the week, maybe not even just this year or not, but it could be one of those signings that is, you know, goes under the radar compared to, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. and stuff like that. But we could be looking in the future if he does turn out to be the heir apparent and says hut-hut after Drew Brees for the New Orleans Saints with a basically playoff-ready roster. It could turn out to be one of the more important ones because the reason I bring it up that it's 1 year deal, just over $7 million, it's all guaranteed. The thing is this, I have a hard time, you know, because I guess the initial thing when I saw the deal yesterday that he did pass on it, and we'll hear from Teddy coming up here in a little bit, and we'll have the sound towards the top of the hour. But the thing is this, Jay, is that he had a chance to probably start in Miami.
Yes.
So if he's signing here for 1 year, he's likely going to be the backup, barring something. So why do that, right? I mean, don't you want to be a starter? Don't you? I mean, you get what I'm getting at? So I have to have an impression or an idea in my head that a conversation was had. Okay, look, this is what we're trying to get the pieces to make a run this year, right? Such as the defensive tackle from the Patriots and Brown, who's going to speak at the top of the hour. Trying to maybe make sure Jared Cook doesn't leave here. No word on that just yet. No word on that. The meeting's been done. So maybe there's still a meeting today. Maybe he's at the facility. Meeting Drew. Meeting a couple of the other guys. You know, Michael Tom. I don't know. But my point is, my initial reaction was, they said, hey, look, this year we can give you 7.5, 1 year deal. Next year you get your multi-year contract. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, I think he's been told he's the next quarterback.
Absolutely he has. And he knows.
Does that make sense? I think he's been told you're the next quarterback. And when that happens, and I almost think there's already an agreed to gentleman's agreement deal that will take place then afterwards. I just have a hard time believing that he doesn't know if he's going to be the starter and that he doesn't know if he comes back how much that deal would be. Does that make sense?
If anybody believes that Sean Payton and Drew Brees have not had a conversation in private that said, this is when I'm thinking about retiring, you're out of your ever-loving mind. The fact that this is a one-year deal tells me all I needed to know. This is Drew's last year.
He's the highest paid backup in the league.
Bingo.
Okay, so that tells you something.
But here's the thing, Gus. If you let Teddy Bridgewater walk out of here,
right,
and he is not your backup quarterback, not only would I have been kicking the can down the street, I would have been throwing cans, I would have been kicking them with both feet. I would have been cutting deals with every free agent that walked through the door and said, come play for us. I'll give you a dollar and a quarter for this year. I'll give you $600 million for next year. Kick that can down as far as you can. Just win the Super Bowl this year, because without Teddy Bridgewater, you're not going to contend for about 5 years. Look at the Dolphins with Dan Marino. They haven't replaced him yet. Denver, with John Elway, they never replaced him. They had to go rent Peyton Manning to win a Super Bowl, but they haven't been able to replace him. You have a guy in here who can step in and start right away. He's a proven quarterback. How close is his story to Drew Brees? Not only the fact that he went to Miami and walked out of Miami and came here just like Drew Brees did. He was the starting quarterback in the NFL, and the only reason he lost his job was due to injury. That was the only reason.
And again, we'll hear in the conference call what he had to say, but he was on Saints Radio on WWL with Zach and Bobby yesterday, and you know, a lot of the what he had to say was being tweeted as I was busy walking the dog, of course, with the kid. Didn't hear it, but anyway.
Gotta be a dad.
But what was interesting is he said he enjoyed being here, the culture. And again, remember Michael Thomas tweeting earlier this week, we're building something, Teddy is a part of that and all of that stuff. And again, it goes to the fact that we've always talked about here when that day happens, and it's going to happen, where Drew Brees is no longer your quarterback and you shudder, right? Because I mean, you've had stability, you've had leadership, you've had a known at the most important position in football. So it's a little unnerving. And we've always said, you know what we'd love? An Aaron Rodgers scenario where one Hall of Fame quarterback leads into, at the very least, a Pro Bowl quarterback. At least a Pro Bowl quarterback, right? And this is as close to that scenario as it can be, right? He mentioned, you know, in speaking with those guys that, hey, Brees almost saw what Miami didn't. He was 26. I'm 26. What people maybe overlook, and it's maybe because Bridgewater's been in the league for a bit.
He seems like he's pushing 30.
He could play another 10 years.
Oh, 12.
Yeah, but that's what I'm getting at.
So, that's fair.
You know, and again, I think that's the thing that's interesting. Plus, think of this. Latavius Murray spoke in this conference call yesterday with reporters, and he was asked, you know, again, Viking, that did you talk to Teddy Bridgewater before you signed? Listen to what he had to say.
I talked with Teddy. Teddy told me nothing but great things initially, even before free agency, still being in Minnesota and not even having any idea that I would end up here. But Teddy told me great things at that point just because we were together in Minnesota and were friends, had nothing but great things to say. But then I reached out once again when things kind of heated up, just to obviously kind of reaffirm. Heard nothing but great things.
So there you go.
You know, you brought up the Aaron Rodgers comparison. Let's take the Aaron Rodgers comparison a step further, because people don't understand, why would you walk away from a starting job in Miami to take the backup job at the Saints? Look at Aaron Rodgers. Remember on draft day when he sat there? Look at Alex Smith. He went, what, number one? Mm-hmm. How'd that work out for him? Aaron Rodgers was upset that he had to keep dropping in the first round until he hit the 20s and Green Bay took him, but Alex Smith got to go number one. All these kids in the draft, I want to go number one. I want to be the top dog. Great. You're going to play for a bad team. Aaron Rodgers had to be humbled and sit there until the 20s before the Packers took him off the board. But look at the situation he got. He got to sit behind Brett Favre and learn the NFL and learn how to be a professional quarterback in the NFL. And who's had the better career? Sometimes you sacrifice short term to get long term. That's exactly what Teddy Bridgewater's doing. He knows what he has here, what he's going to get to take over, and he knows what he's getting in Miami.
Well, remember yesterday we started the show by saying Drew Brees restructures contract, freeing up about $11 million for the Saints to go make some moves and to get some players. Teddy Bridgewater, right? Then they were scheduled to meet with Mario Edwards, Ziggy Ansah if he left Buffalo, and Jared Cook, the tight end, right? Well, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Saints have added defensive lineman Mario Edwards. So that's two defensive linemen in 2 days that the Saints have gone and got.
Remember, which leads you to believe you're out of the Ziggy Ansah sweepstakes.
That would probably lead you to believe that from that aspect of it, but again, Malcolm Brown, the defensive tackle from the Patriots, right? They gave him, what was it, 5 years, $15 million?
Yes.
And Mario Edwards, a very similar deal. It's $5 million, 2 years. I mean, similar in terms of it's split up to what's guaranteed or not. It also includes a $1.5 million performance in terms of sacks. You get a couple of sacks, you get some, you can reach up to and make as much as that as well. So, Saints signing Mario Edwards, and now as well with Brown from the Patriots. So look, they're making the moves, and you know, Malcolm Brown, Mario Edwards, that helps solidify that D-line a little bit. Alex Okafor yesterday, we hadn't had a chance to talk about that. He signed a huge deal with Kansas City yesterday.
Yeah, good luck. I can't pay you that kind of money.
$8 million, 3 years, 24.
I'm happy for Alex. Thank you for being a Saint. We love you, but
right?
I mean,
were
I'm
you
not
surprised?
Paying you that.
Three years, 24 million? I mean, he's making $8 million. So,
and
look,
I can't blame him. I can't blame him one bit. I can't blame Alex one bit. He did a great job here.
Not at all.
I'm happy for him, but there's no way I would want the Saints to
be
on the other end of that contract.
No. Well, here's the thing. You can't because you drafted Marcus Davenport.
Right.
Okay, so you weren't going to do that. But look, Alex Okafor kept signing one-year prove-me deals, and it paid off for him.
And he did. And he proved himself.
And he posted on his Instagram a great thank you to the organization, a great thank you to the city.
He's a class guy.
And again, this is one of those moves that I think for both sides, it absolutely worked on both sides. So let's take the quick break. When we come back, it is the Sports Hangover. We'll have Rafael Esparza as he chats with us about all the signings here coming up next on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
March Mania is here. Shop now online or in person at Greg LaBaugh Toyota. Our new express store makes shopping online easier than ever. And we now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS Off-Road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. All Louisiana residents are welcome to participate in Greg LaBaugh Toyota's low, low prices on new Toyotas. Shop online. Shop now at GregLaBlancToyota.com. And save today during March Mania.
Model 8239, MSRP 38449. 4,000 rebate plus TTNL.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana. Located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Call Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, one of the things, as we bring in Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, at VSI Doc Sports, as we're kind of trying to make a little sense. Again, Mario Edwards signing with the Saints, so that deal's in. 2 years, $5 million. Malcolm Brown, $5 million a season. 3 years, $15 million. And, you know, you were saying, does that take you out of the Ziggy Ansah thing? Remember, Mario Edwards, while they list him as DN, there's a lot of videos showing that he was inside. He's more of an inside guy. So you wonder if this is Edwards and Brown in the middle. and they're still maybe trying to go after Ziggy Ansah and a couple of Brian Nolet saying the same thing. They don't play the same position. So again, you're trying to maybe still do that. Look, I tell you what, you can get Ansah, you can get Cook, you can get Edwards and get Brown, you're doing well.
But the question is, do you have the money? I mean, to me right now, I think if you're going to get Ziggy Ansah, he's almost going to have to do a 1-year deal. You know, and prove himself coming off of the injury. Is he willing to do that, or does he want a long-term deal?
Well, Larry tweeted 20 hours ago, so this was yesterday, that Ziggy Ansah was set to arrive tonight, so last night. So Cook, again, I haven't seen anything that Cook's, you know, bailed or he's gone or talks have ended there. But it looks like they're doing work. Raphael, how's it going today, man? What's going on?
Not much, just a rough life. We're getting ready to watch some college hoops all day, and the LSU's up pretty easy. So you weren't on the show last Friday, but I want them to cut down the net.
Ooh, you want them to win the SEC championship, huh? Or you want them to win the whole thing?
I want them to win the whole thing, so then and then 10 minutes they had to put the nets back up because they were
he was causing chaos last week.
That's terrible. 29-18, 4:27 and counting in the first half, Tigers leading the Gators. Javonte Smart is playing. He was cleared earlier today by LSU. Let's get into that, and then we'll get into all the NFL news. I saw you have odds left and right on there. What are the odds Will Wade coaches again at LSU, or what do you think is going to happen eventually there? What are you hearing?
I highly doubt he coaches again. I mean, I'm actually shocked that he came out and said that statement that he wants to. I just thought maybe, you know, lay low, just play the SEC tournament, go to the big dance, and just lay low at LSU. But here's Will Wade saying, hey, I want to coach again. I want to coach this team. I thought that was horrible presser yesterday when he came out and said that. I don't see him on the sideline ever again coaching LSU.
You know, Raphael, when we spoke last week, we both agreed that we don't see a way where LSU will be able to keep anything that they get this year, any SEC titles or a national championship if they're lucky enough to make the run through the tournament. Has anything happened over the last 7 days that makes you change your opinion on that?
I've heard from multiple sources telling me that it would not be shocked if you hear when the committee announced Sunday the bracket and all that, and they always say, oh, this is the toughest bracket, this is a suicide bracket. I can guarantee you LSU is going to be on that side. I think we saw it last year with all the probes of Arizona. They get stuck in a bad bracket. I think we're probably going to see it this year with LSU. And it's like I said, it's a shame because not all these kids are involved. I said last week I really enjoyed watching the LSU basketball all season long because I didn't think they were going to – I thought they were going to be decent and hang around. They blew me away on how well they play as a team, how well they team rebound. I enjoy watching them. So I feel really bad for the kids that have nothing to do with this situation.
Yeah, I'm with you, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes. Again, they're leading the Gators right now in the first half. We'll keep you posted with that. Raphael, we got to talk a little bit about the Saints here, of course, and we'll talk about some of the other moves that have been made that have been surprising with Odell Beckham Jr. going to Cleveland and stuff. But you and I literally were talking while I was walking the dog about Teddy Bridgewater a couple of days ago, you thought all along it just wasn't the right fit, not only because of the culture and all of that, but just the right fit offensively and coaching-wise for Teddy Bridgewater in Miami. That's what you told me when I was walking Einstein.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it that, I was completely shocked that he flew there because I heard his camp or the people that Teddy Bridgewater talked to, they said it's not a good situation for you, it's not a good a way to go stay here. I mean, I thought maybe he could go to Washington or maybe other starting jobs before all the trades happened earlier in the NFL. But once those positions were flat, I thought he was just going to stay here. But then when all of a sudden me and you discussed he's flying to Miami, and if he's flying there, there's a deal made. I just thought it was a horrible, horrible situation. And I can't believe it. That he went there knowing that they were still negative. To me, that just says that he just didn't like the situation that they're going there in Miami, so why fly back? Why even risk it? I mean, I heard they were only offering 2 years. Just sign a 1 year and see what happens. Even though it's a really, really good quarterback class coming out next year, it's going to be very interesting. Hopefully he rolled the dice good and he stays here for a year and either stays quarterback next year or gets a better contract next year. So I hope the best for him.
Raphael, is there any guarantee if he would have gone to Miami that they wouldn't have drafted either Kyler Murray or Haskins? Where do you see those two guys going in the draft? We're still hearing rumors, maybe getting even stronger, that Arizona is going to take Kyler Murray with the first pick. Where do you see Murray and Haskins going in the first round?
Murray's going number one, and I can guarantee you after that happens, the phone calls are going to be ringing, because I don't think Haskins is going to be around when a Giants pick, so that's going to be very interesting. But another reason that the touch on Teddy, I guess what I heard, they told him that they're still going to draft a quarterback either this year or next year, pretty much not telling him that he was the future of Miami. So that was probably another reason why that he did not sign there. But, yeah, for a quarterback, it's a deep quarterback class coming out next year. This year's quarterback class, is it going to be as good as everyone thinks it could be? It's going to be very interesting, but I do believe Arizona drafts the number one quarterback. Murray goes number one.
Ziggy Ansah, he left Buffalo yesterday, arrived in New Orleans last night per Sir Lawrence of the Holder here of The Athletic. If I know with the shoulder surgery, you know, it could be an issue or not, so, you know, but again, it's been, you know, some time since that took place. Guy can still be productive. You think the Saints have a shot at maybe keeping him here before he leaves town?
I don't know. I mean, the Saints' checkbook is drying up quickly. I mean, so I think that's the biggest
problem.
That money
coming from, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants to come play here because everyone knows that you guys have a core group of guys that can maybe go back to the NFC Championship, maybe go to the ship and stuff like that. So guys want to come here, but the checkbook is dry. So it's two different things unless people are going to come really, really dirt cheap. I don't see that happening.
What about Jared Cook? Look, we haven't heard that the meetings ended. Haven't heard that he's left New Orleans without a deal. Haven't heard anything from him. We know he was supposed to be in town yesterday. I hear from some folks that they're concerned about the age. 31, has a couple of years, obviously, under his belt. Him, your thoughts on him? I think he'd still be not a bad guy, almost like they did last year with Ben Watson trying to go get somebody for that one season, while I still think they do draft a tight end at some point.
Yeah, I think they draft a tight end at some point, and that's a good guy to at least mentor if you do draft draft tight end. So yeah, I agree. Granted, I can't believe I'm saying 31 is old in the NFL. I guess I'm ancient if I was playing in the NFL. But yeah, that does kind of scare me, being a 31 tight end. But at the same time, boy, what a nice mentor you can have in your back pocket if you do draft one.
What about another receiver who is not going to be part of the Las Vegas Raiders? Jordy Nelson was cut loose.
Yeah.
He's a slot receiver. Saints are in the market for one. This is where you pick up some bargains because other teams have already spent a lot of money. Then a guy like Jordy Nelson comes free late. Do the Saints make a play for Jordy Nelson, you think?
If that happens, I can guarantee you Aaron Rodgers will RKO every executive open Green Bay that they didn't come back and get Jordy Nelson. I would be shocked if he comes anywhere else besides Green Bay. I mean, yeah, I think everyone would love to have Jordy Nelson on there, but for what I saw and what I'm hearing coming out of Green Bay, I would not be shocked by it. At the end of tonight or sometime tomorrow, he's back to wearing cheeseheads.
No, that's it's pretty crazy when you look at it. Let's touch on the Browns real quick, because obviously that move there sparked a lot of eyebrows going, oh boy, look at that offense over there and that defense, and they got a pretty young, talented team. But it's crazy because, look, you make odds. You do odds. I saw on First Take and Get Up on the ESPN morning show that they're a favorite or one of the teams for Super Bowl 54. That seems a little out there, huh? Or do you guys have odds of the Browns maybe being in there?
I mean, we have their Super Bowl odds. I mean, they're not just, they're 14-1. But I keep on telling people, I've done numerous interviews, that's because of money coming in. It's not because they got the greatest team on paper or something. That's money coming in. It's not because of the trade that they got. Now, for us to make total season wins, 9.5, the under got bet really, really quickly. We opened up the under -140. It's -$2 now on the under. So that's where we got clobbered on with a playoff, with the Browns win the playoff game. They bet the no really quickly on it. So the Super Bowl betting, don't believe the ESPN hype. They're there to keep viewers because their viewership attendance is probably still going downward. They just pumped that up just to pump up your chest. But that's money coming in, not because they got the greatest team on paper. Because last time I checked, Odell can't tackle. And last time I checked, Pittsburgh wins double-digit wins every season. And they had a great season last year without Bell and without Brown half the time, if Brown was even mentally in the game. I still think Pittsburgh is going to be a team to watch out in the AFC and in the AFC North. But the Browns will be much better, though.
So where do you have the Patriots and the Chargers in the AFC? Are those still the two favorites?
Yeah, I Patriots, I mean, because every time you count them out, all they do is freaking win Super Bowls, and Brady's putting rings on toes because he's running out. So it's sickening and how bad that we have to put the Chiefs. Boy, they have the Chiefs revamp their defense in a blink of an eye. I told numerous people that they're still not done. They're going to draft a bunch of defense. They're plus 330 to win the AFC Championship. So wow. Keep an eye out for it. I have Kansas City. If the Super Bowl was in a couple of weeks, I think Kansas City is going to represent the AFC.
Yeah, I still think Kansas City, man. Look, they could have won that game last year. They should have. I mean, they should have, but again, they took it a step further than it had been. They at least won a playoff game under
Andy Reid. Coordinator, yeah, but they've got
if
that
they have any
terrible
semblance of defense, they're winning. That offense is ridiculous. Even though Jordan the intern has no belief in Pat Mahomes, which is ridiculous. But look, man, one of the things that I've got to ask you before I let you go, Jeannie Buss, the old maybe we trade LeBron rumor that's been out there. Any odds whatsoever the Lakers would trade LeBron James?
No, I think he would retire before. If they came to him and say, hey, we're trading you, let's say, back to Miami, or we're trading you, I think he hangs it up. Because I heard his
you
office.
You think he hangs it up?
Yeah, I heard his office for his movies and all that is in L.A. is like an apartment building. That's how big it is. I mean, he went there to do his life after basketball. So I just don't see him putting on another, unless he goes back to Cleveland. I think that's the only one team that I think maybe, okay, we're going to trade you back to Cleveland. I think that's the only place.
Back to Cleveland.
Because I saw so many different, you know, areas and ways to go. Like, they're like, hey, the Clippers have assets. They'll send them just the other side of the locker room of the same building. But
Clippers, because it's the same building. But I'm hearing Doc Rivers might want to coach the Lakers, even though I think Tyronn Lue is probably the for sure Lakers head coach next year.
What an absolute mess. I had somebody this morning tell me, don't be surprised if Anthony Davis wants to stay and not leave New Orleans as well. I think that ship has sailed. I don't think there's any way the Pels would. Do you think they would?
Davis may want to stay. I don't know if the Pelicans want to have him
talking
stay.
About. I mean, I don't think that's happening. I think
keep
Davis
an eye
is
out for Milwaukee. Milwaukee is on the phones trying to find a third team when this season is over. I keep on. It's a short drive to his hometown, Chicago. Greek Freak, Anthony Davis, easy Eastern Conference. Keep an eye on them. I heard during the NBA trade they're going to be calling all over to try to get a third team to be involved.
It would make sense, you know?
Yeah, but who's going to be that third team? That's the key. Because they're not getting Davis.
Yeah, I agree.
At VSI Doc Sports, Rafael, thank you as always, man.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy our conversations on Friday. Thank you, bud.
Take it easy, guys.
Yep. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Next set of guests will be in the 2 o'clock hour. As we'll speak with Deuce Windham of The Athletic at 2:05. Deuce Windham, and I'll ask him about Mario Edwards. I'll ask him about Malcolm Brown, Junior with Saints. Again, in case you missed it, reports out there and several people confirming the initial report. Mario Edwards, 2-year deal, $5 million. Yesterday, Malcolm Brown, 3 years, $15 million. He's speaking at the top of the hour. Teddy Bridgewater just spoke. Jordan, the intern's fingers are flying on the keyboard, cutting that sound now. We'll have that as well. And Ziggy Ansah came to town last night. He's 6'6", 270. Brian Enola East just texted me. He said, you know those Saints love those 6'5 DNs. Imagine Ansah, Davenport on the end. Brown, Edwards to go with Anyamata and Rankins in the middle. Now you start to see that D-line take shape a little bit.
It's going to have to be a short contract.
Yeah, I hear you, but remember, you're trying to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. I'm out of my head, out of
self-respect, I'm out of breath. It's Joe's Septic Contractors annual Shooting the Crap on Saturday, March 16th.
All registered participants must provide their own guns, shells, safety protection, and golf course. Competition times are set by 8 a.m. and 12:30. All proceeds benefit Give the Kids the World and the Center for Pediatric Therapy Scholarship Fund. Registered shooters have the chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun, but you must be present to win. Please come on out and show your support for this worthy cause at the annual Shooting to Craft Clay Shooting Competition, right behind Joe's Septic Contractors at 15344 Highway 3235 in Cutoff. Shooting the Craft Clay Shooting Competition will be held rain or shine. Call 985-632-5592 for more info or register in advance at Joe's Septic Contractors. Mail checks to P.O. Box 336, Cutoff, Louisiana, 70345. Thank you and God bless.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger.
Ask yourself.
Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GeauxSpine.com to make an appointment today.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattendill.
Join the intern. You're earning yourself at least a snowball today. Teddy Bridgewater bites flying in on my laptop here, so we'll start. We'll get right at it and start playing. Latavius Murray spoke yesterday. Teddy Bridgewater just finished speaking. Jordan's cutting that. Coming up in 2 minutes, Malcolm Brown, the newest Saints defensive tackle, is going to speak in a conference call. We have that rolling. So, Jordan, you will have that as he's actually starting to speak right now. I can look at my phone. And then right after him, Mario Edwards is going to be available. So we will have all of that in the 1 o'clock hour. I purposely, knowing all of this, did not have any guests next hour. So I want to bring you literally the newest Saints, what they have to say about this. So let's do a little Latavius Murray quickly again. Why the Saints?
I think we can sit here all day. I think if you just look at the success that they've had over the years, the offense and how explosive they are and the different things that Coach Payton does. Their defense, who I've had to play against three times in the past 2 years, them being, just right there, in the fight, again in the past few years, it's kind of a no-brainer on having the opportunity to be in a place that has a great locker room, and you know, the opportunity to go out there and compete for a championship.
And you're hearing that a lot, Jay, about the importance of having a good locker room and being in a good locker room. It's one of the reasons I think Saints fans are a little nervous about Mark Ingram's departure, about how they can sort of do that. He was asked an interesting question. He was asked, how do you go about trying to replace a guy like Mark Ingram? I mean, 8 seasons on and off the field, loved, and well, I mean, now, you know, towards the end of his time here, because he wasn't when he right. was first here, by Saints fans for some reason. But how do you go about doing that? Listen to what he had to say.
Yeah, I think it's a tough situation when you look at Mark being drafted here and being here for so long, and obviously him doing some great things here, for the city and for this organization. And so, but I think you really can't look at that as as anything personal. We actually briefly spoke. I sent him a message, congratulating him on his new deal, and told him I'm gonna need some. I'm gonna need some pointers for maneuvering around the city here, and any way he can help me, because this is business, and Mark and I were friends before this, and so that won't change anything. And so, my approach to coming to this new team is me being the best that I can be for this team and for this organization, and doing all I can do. So we're able to go out there and be successful and win.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
He says that they're friends. They spoke.
Yeah, the running. It's like a fraternity. They're quarterbacks, the running backs,
and
the league.
And again, I think it goes to also been said. Hey, look, I just think at the end of the day, you're trying to get the best deal for you and your family. The team's trying to get their best deal as well. It comes across like, you know what? In the shady world of trying to get players, it just seems like everyone here, at least with these moves, have been almost a gentlemanly approach. Hey, look, we get Mark. Trying to go get as much money as he can. He put in a ton of time, and I think there's a lot of respect for that, for what he's done and how he's gone about his business. And then it's interesting to hear how Latavius Murray said that. But you can hear him speaking. He sounds like a current Saints locker room guy, doesn't he?
He does, and he's not going to be able to replace Mark Ingram in the locker room. He can on the field by running the football, by pass protecting. He could do that.
They're very similar.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Very similar. We got to see how he fits in.
But you can't just walk in and take over the locker room as a free agent.
Look, at the end of the day, as Brian and Elisa said, Alvin Kamara is a guy, right?
Right.
At some point in time, he's got the thing. To have the main component in that backfield. Here's what he had to say about Alvin Kamara.
Spoke to him. After the games we played, again, we played, 3 times when I was in Minnesota in the past 2 years. So, just exchanging words after, a lot of respect for, him, and his game. One of the best backs in the league. I'm excited just to be able to, work with him every day and learn from him and hope, if it's anything that I can give knowledge or whatever, definitely here for that as well, too.
I don't know what went wrong, but I can tell you this. Any player like Teddy Bridgewater, Mark Ingram, the organization told them, come back and tell us what you've got and let us have a chance to match it. I don't know if Mark's – the rumor is his agent overplayed his hand.
Yeah.
And maybe threw a number out there to the Saints that
that's
wasn't out there.
Look, it was initially higher than the $500,000.
So the Saints just didn't kick him to the curb
exactly
like
right.
people are thinking.
We have one more bite from Latavius Murray. I'll play it at the top of the hour. Then Teddy Bridgewater, who just finished speaking right now, currently speaking, Malcolm Brown, in a conference call with local reporters. And then following him is Mario Edwards, the newest Saint signed, 2 years, $5 million. We'll talk about the redone defensive line here as well. Ziggy Ansah, Jared Cook. They're still in town. Are they the
maybe
next?
Maybe in the building.
maybe they're standing next to them. It's a busy, busy morning. Lots of news. Don't go anywhere. We're live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, where Hour 1 has been brought to you by the King Firm. We'll be back on ESPN New Orleans.
Tongue up in my mind.